the combination of working for Parks and Recreation, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the municipal level, then at the state level, maybe then now I'm somewhat in between those two expanses at the county level. It is a charmed experience. I feel fortunate. I feel, since I'm here on campus, that the University of Montana more than adequately prepared me, challenged me. And in Missoula, if you are in recreation, conservation type of a field of pursuing that type of degree, there's so many opportunities right here in town to further your knowledge and meet with the professionals. I found professionals were approachable and willing to guide me through the process when I was a student. And with recreation, it's always nice to do, as I always said, independent studies. Climbing, backcountry skiing in the Bitterroot, that's an independent study. Going to the farmer's market, independent study. So you're constantly working in the recreation field.
We found out earlier this year that Missoula County's current fairgrounds director, Steve Earle, said this will be his last go-around and he planned to retire here. Why did you say, yeah, that's something I'd be interested in trying out for?
You know, it's funny, as Steve handed me the keys last night to the building, big shoes to fill, and I'll just mention that the more I get to know Steve, the more I realize he's just a great individual. I feel fortunate to have some overlap and learn from him. I was looking for new challenges, and I started to investigate the fairgrounds and the site. So I was able to look into the enhancement and development plan, and I realized that there was a partnership that had been developed that included not only the almost 50 acres of fairgrounds land, but some of the neighbors. And the neighbors include Missoula Parks and Recreation. And as I mentioned, I did a practicum with them, is familiar with them, and think really highly of that entity. The YMCA is another neighbor, their partner. When I was in college, I worked part-time for the YMCA as well. And it just really piqued my interest. And then I realized there was a broader interest in the fairgrounds being central to the valley and where they were going with some of the proposals in the enhancement development plan, which include a county extension office, a multi-use facility, and it just really seemed like an exciting time to come on board and work with the community, the partners, the interest groups that currently use the facility, and seeing where it's going to go. I feel really fortunate. I think Steve did a lot of the heavy lifting, as they say, and I think he's set up a great foundation to be successful.
Boy, this background of yours, this public process background, really paying dividends right now.
I sure hope so. Yeah. It's a passion of mine. I enjoy interacting with diverse groups of people and finding ways to have everyone's interest come together to serve everyone as a whole. And partnering, I sort of feel it's akin to having a roommate and partnering and sharing the expenses of a house. And although you all have different interests and goals all together, you're aiding one another by working together.
Who are some of these interests that maybe, I was going to say competing interests, maybe they are, maybe they aren't.
I shouldn't use the word competing. I should more think about just with some of my past experience. As you mentioned, people are extremely passionate about the resources. That's a great thing, because along with that passion comes support and drive and motivation to accomplish wonderful things that benefit all of us. Missoula has an incredible amount of passion for a lot of things in this community, and I think the fairgrounds is going to benefit from that passion. The partners, and honestly, I'm just starting to learn, so sure, forgive me if I leave someone out or, yeah, sure, or make a mistake, but obviously there's the ice rink, two ice rinks or two sheets of ice out there that plays a major role in the fairgrounds as far as the winter time and even extending beyond the winter season. The fair and the 4-H club is probably what really started, the fairgrounds almost 100 years ago, and that agricultural heritage of the valley. And it's important to acknowledge that. It's also fun walking around. I was viewing some of the 4-H exhibits yesterday, and it's neat for families, even if you're not involved in agriculture, to go there and see some of that and reflect back on our heritage. There's some wonderful historical buildings, so people that are interested in that definitely play a role. And along with that, there's a number of events. There's the Five Valleys Kennel Club, I believe, that orchestrates the dog show. I think the Missoula Strikers Soccer Association has expressed interest, There's one in the Enhancement Development Plan, as far as partners go, another section of the county extension office, and with the multi-use facility that's being studied and proposed in the Enhancement Development Plan could provide an opportunity for all those partners and more to benefit from that facility for events. Along with partners is also the general public for special events, whether it's a wedding, a retirement party, graduation celebration. It provides a great opportunity and a good location for people, and I shouldn't say just Missoula, the town, the entire county, to come together and hold these events, because there's a variety of rental opportunities out there for people to have their own special event. Mm.
During the interview process, you made no secret of it. You've never run a fair, or a fair grounds, I guess I should say.
I have not.
Could that be a problem?
I sure hope not. I'm looking at it as an opportunity. I definitely have experience on a lot of different fair rides and carnivals, good and bad. And so I have, you know, experienced the queasiness. I know which rides to stay away from. So just as I've learned which rides to stay away from that I can't handle, I think through the management of the fairgrounds, I'll also learn what we need to do. I think that I'm fortunate to be able to learn from Steve Earle, and also there's an incredibly talented staff that's in place, a small staff. If you were at the fairgrounds this week, or if you plan to when you're out there, and you realize just how few people work incredibly long hours and long days and give up a large portion of their life to put on that event, you realize that there's a lot of effort and care, and people are proud of what they do out there. And so I think they'll, you know, allow me to come along for the ride and learn.
The topic of horse racing, always controversial. It's a non-starter right now. There is no horse racing. What do you think? I mean, could there be at least a future to talk about the issue, or is it done?
You know, I'm not knowledgeable enough about the horse racing issue. Mm. I'm learning more about it in the industry. I know that Missoula is not the only fairgrounds or community that is not proceeding with horse racing events. And so oftentimes with most things, it comes down to viability, funding, space, and I would assume that that is the underlying factor with horse racing as well. There might only be one community in Montana that is continuing with horse racing. I think it's Great Falls. Yeah. 20 years ago, almost all communities with larger fairgrounds had horse racing, and honestly, I don't know what originally sparked the decline in horse racing, but it's obvious to me that there's quite a bit less horse racing in Montana anyways. Mm.
I guess advocates say, look, it's a huge hit in Great Falls. That gives us reason to reconsider it here.
I wouldn't want to comment on that.
Okay.
That especially since I haven't had thorough discussions. Sure. I just sort of landed in town, and again, I think that, you know, there has been a decision in regards to horse racing, and I think it was determined that it, you know, wasn't viable, or oftentimes you refer to the highest and best use. Mm. But again, I should mention that I'm not knowledgeable enough about that. But, you know, in the coming months, I'll learn quite a bit more about that issue, and feel free, we can contact again, and I'll see if I can provide you more information.
Sounds fair enough. Well, as soon as the fair wraps up this year, my understanding is you and your staff knuckle down and get ready for next year, like almost immediately. Yeah.
The planning efforts for next year have already begun.
Wow.
In fact, part of the process last night, and one of the more valuable reasons that I came down here, you know, was to learn about the fair, and immediately, which is why I had a hard time returning calls or getting back to other folks, it was exciting to drive over, hop in the golf cart with Steve, and instantly being immersed in the planning efforts for the next event, identifying what's working now, how can we improve? And I think with a lot of things in life, you know, focused on continual improvement yields great rewards, and it's already begun. It's an ongoing planning effort to produce this huge event. Again, trying to, not sure if my facts are correct, but I think that during the fair week, the fairgrounds themselves become the 12th largest town in Montana. And behind it all is that planning effort that really never stops. I think there's always planning and preparation going on. I was speaking with one of the maintenance people, Chris, out there, and they were making plans and realizing that the only time to perform some maintenance tasks is going to be at 5 a.m. this morning. And I was talking to them at, 9 last night. So that just shows the amount of effort that goes into it. And just like the maintenance and preparation, the planning never stops.
Yeah. Well, coming to Missoula must be great for you and your family, but you also, I'm sure, will be missing whitefish.
Oh, yes. Montana is a small town, as they say. And I'm easily interested in a number of things. And I've always said that every place I go in Montana, whether it's north, south, east, west, southwest, they're all just better in their own way. And so there's wonderful things about the entire state. And so no matter where I'm at in Montana, I feel like I'm home.
I've been speaking with Missoula County's new fairgrounds director, Todd Garrett. Todd, fun to meet you. Congratulations as well.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.